This will be a Radio Pastor for the Day by Hank Block for August 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. There are important differences between each offering recorded in Leviticus. The more closely we contemplate the different sacrifices, the more fully do we see how it is that no one offering furnishes a complete view of the perfections and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only by putting them all together that anything like a just idea can be formed. Each offering, as might be expected, has features peculiar to itself. And so, in this visit with you, we shall look at some special aspects of the peace offering. While the instructions for this sacrifice are recorded in the third chapter of Leviticus, the main differences of it, as compared to the other blood sacrifices, are found in chapter 7 of this book. Verses 11 to 15 say, "And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Beside the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with its sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priests that sprinkles the blood on the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning." In the peace offering, the worshiper is introduced, and that not merely as a spectator, but as a participator, not merely to gaze, but to feed. This gives a very marked character to the peace offering. When we look at the Lord Jesus in the peace offering, we find one who has a place in his loving heart and on his powerful shoulder for a worthless, helpless sinner. In the burnt offering, the breast and shoulder, legs and inwards, fat and head, all were burnt on the altar, all went up as a sweet savor to God. But in the peace offering, the very portion, the shoulder, that suits me is left for me to eat. Nor am I to feed in solitude on that which meets my individual need, by no means. I feed in communion with God, and in communion with my fellow priests, or other Christians, that is. I feed on the full and happy intelligence that the self-same sacrifice that feeds my soul has already refreshed the heart of God, and, moreover, that the same portion which feeds me feeds all my fellow worshipers. Communion is the order here. Communion with God and the communion of saints. There is no such thing as isolation in the peace offering. God has his portion, and so does the priestly family. There is another great significance to this sacrifice as it is presented with unleavened cakes and wafers with its oil, referring to Christ as he met God's pleasures in the power of the Holy Spirit, but it also has leavened bread as representing the communion of the saints. This suggests that now, through the sacrifice of the perfect one in whom there was absolutely no evil, there can be communion with a God by sinful but redeemed man. What a wonderful subject for our meditation. The perfect man, the one who has made it possible to have peace with God and with our brothers and sisters in Christ through his shed blood. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.